Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's Eli here with the next in our live episodes from the Hamilton Fringe Festival. Thanks to COVID, we were one Michael short for this show, but to make up for it, we have double the guest stars with Alan Bellarik and Brie Watson making a triumphant return.
This is actually Alan's second time guesting for the Fringe Festival, and it's very exciting. He had a very fun character before, but we're going to make him do something completely different. So what we're going to do now is get a couple of suggestions. So the first one that I'm going to ask you for is, how long has Alan's character been on the planet?
10 minutes.
I love that. Yes, 10 minutes. Okay, that's awesome. And does Alan's character, what's his physicality? Is he made of smoke? Is he a squid monster? Does he have claws for eyes?
A giant bear.
Ooh, okay. Is there anything weird about the bear?
With multiple eyes on his face.
There's always so many eyes. Oh, but I love it. You're a bear with lots of eyes. And what's a quirk that his character might have? So like, he's really brainy, or he loves cheese just a little too much.
Love playing chess.
He loves playing chess. Ooh, logical. I like it. Now, last thing we need, are your pronouns? What are your pronouns?
We'll go he, him.
He, him for this episode? Yeah. All right. And with that, what is his name?
Albert.
Albert. You're Albert the Bear Man. Or Albert. Just Bear. It's up
Albert.
To you.
Okay.
This is improv.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
I've made it all up beforehand. Written all of this.
So they're all planned.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Alan. I'll send you back. We're just going to have another million. So the last thing that we do is we get an offer of a title. So we'll do the one where Bob, catches a fish, eats it, and poisons them all. Doesn't have to be that long. But, I would love to hear if anyone has a suggestion. The one where they blank, the one where they blank.
Where Albeda fell in love.
The one where Albeda fell in love. I love it so much. Okay, great. So, folks, you're about to see the first episode of Civilized Live. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for your suggestions. And we'll see you in just a minute.
Yep, mornings suck.
Bob, the mornings wouldn't suck so much if you put on the coffee like we talked about, instead of making it the night prior and burning the beans.
Well, I was gonna try and defend myself, but I think someone's knocking at the closet door.
Oh, that's weird. Was that Albeda, was that you? I heard you make a sad
no,
sigh.
It's not me. I'm lost in my own world right now.
Well, that was the fastest ending of a title selection ever.
Ginger, is that you? Is that your stomach? Or?
Well, I haven't really eaten anything for a long time.
None of us have.
I wanted to have some of the coffee, but it was burnt too. So this time, not my stomach. I think somebody's actually in the closet that we might have to just go over.
Hold on.
I have a delivery.
Oh, well, that made things much clearer. Okay, so the delivery person is in the closet.
Guys, there's a package at the door of the closet.
Who put
inside
a delivery person in our kitchen closet?
Beatrix.
Why y'all looking at me?
Did you?
What? That's not that kind of saucy thing Beatrix would do, is it? Huh? Put a guy that she found in the woods in the closet and have him come out and deliver a pack? That does sound like... That was me. It was me. I put him in the closet. I did it. I'll just get the little lock here.
Oh, you locked him in there?
I locked him in. Well, you'll see why.
Okay.
Are you sure you should unlock that then?
Not really, but we're here and this is what we're doing.
Okay. What could he have?
Oh, God damn.
Oh, my
God. Oh, sorry. Pardon me. Gosh damn.
Beatrix.
That's much better.
I don't know. Listen, God, I've been in there for way too long. Oh, God.
Sorry, to be perfectly honest, I totally forgot I locked you in there.
Yeah,
I do so many hijinks.
I didn't forget. I knew he was in there.
He is terrifying.
Look, I have a package for
I'll
someone.
I'll say you do.
No, it's a package to deliver. God, just...
I'll sign for it. I'm here from shipping and receiving, so I'll sign
for
it.
No, it has to...
is that what you do here?
Yeah, shipping and receiving.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's
it's Ginger from shipping and receiving. She's always been here.
It's Ginger. She handles all of the deliveries and also all of the shipments that we send out that we want.
Mm. Well, this exposition is unnecessary. Someone just sign for the package,
if it's
please.
Unnecessary, I won't sign for the package.
Well, what are we going to do? Because Ginger is from shipping...
And receiving.
All right, look, so she's technically the person who should...
Receive,
but if she's refusing, then we might have a pickle.
I'll do it.
Well, it's for an owl beta.
Oh!
Oh, what then? That's just... You just give it to the robot.
All right, yeah. Well, here you go.
I heard you in the closet earlier, and I love the timbre of your voice. It's very low and growly.
Thank you. You could have let me out earlier. It would have been nice.
No, I liked talking to you from beyond the door. It added a sense of mystery to who you were.
Okay.
And now I can see you're a 10-foot-tall bear with eyes aplenty. Eyes for watching me, a little robot.
Is Al Beta acting a little strange?
Yeah. Is something going on? Did Bob spill coffee on you?
No,
what's
I'm
going
enamored.
On? Huh?
I am enamored.
A who?
Armored?
Enamel?
I am crushing hard, guys. I don't know how to say it any other way. I'm crushing hard.
But all right,
you know what? This doesn't surprise me. He does have a type.
Certain type of...
All right, I have other deliveries to make, guys, so
No, you should have some of Bob's coffee. It's really bad, but...
Well, you know, I could use a cup of coffee.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Oh, God, you know, guys, I tell you, I feel like a bishop on B9, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. We're on, like, a similar wavelength.
Right, I think a bishop they wear a funny hat.
Yep.
Any chess fans in here? No.
I can move a knight around
chess.
The table.
Oh, good. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Pawns, rooks.
Do you guys think we should just maybe, like, leave
now? No, I want you guys to see this happen.
I don't know how that's going to work, and I really don't want to find out, actually.
You guys have no imagination.
Well, you know what? If you're going to be courting our little owl beta...
No, I'm not going
Well,
to
if
court.
You can't... Don't say that so soon. He's charming.
Okay, really? I'm delivering.
I wouldn't call him charming.
I function like a parental figure for this tiny robot boy. So I would just really appreciate knowing the name of the person with whom he is enamored.
Well, okay. My name is Halbert.
Halbert.
With an H.
What kind of a name is Halbert?
The most
That's not good enough for my little boy.
That's no, it's just a it's a normal name where I come from.
All right.
What's your name?
Beatrix.
I don't know. What kind of name is that?
Huh?
Sounds like nonsense.
But Halbert?
Yeah.
Sounds like you know what? Don't fight with his mother.
Okay, I barely know you. I've forgotten your name already in
Halbert.
Shipping. No, I know Halbert. I'm talking to the shipping and receiving person.
Oh, Ginger! Ginger's been here forever!
Honestly,
Ginger?
It's upsetting you don't remember.
Ginger, it's time for a Beatrix intervention.
Huh?
Beatrix!
What is happening?
I'm joking.
Why are you joking?
I'm joking on love.
Wait, I'm really losing track of what's happening here.
As somebody who's the shield between these two over here, I'm both literally choking and choking on the love of the people next to me. Love's in the air, guys. It's in the air. Can't
you God, there's something
it?
In the air again?
What?
I'm choking on my...
Look, guys, I'm...
I don't know if I can make sure the packages go out.
Wait a minute. Ginger's actually dying.
Oh, God.
Ginger!
Wait, what?
Ginger, no! What? Is it? Wait a second.
I get upset, but I barely know her.
Bob, Ginger's been here forever!
ever!
I've really been missing. Have you guys been having meetings without me?
Wait a second. No. Let's all just pause for a minute. She said something's in the air. Smell the air.
I smell burnt coffee.
I smell gas.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't mind, you know. It just means that you're comfortable around me right now.
Cut to the dinner table that night.
So Halbert's thinking of taking me on a long walk later through the woods.
I think that's nice. Beatrix, what do you say to...
Well, I kind of hoped we'd move Ginger's body before we sat down for dinner. It's,
Sorry.
It's a bit cryptic, but if you're going to be...
What will Halbert eat? Can't have the desecrated corpse of our friend Ginger. Very rude to not consider that this bear needs to eat.
You know, whatever you guys are eating is fine, but I really do have to get going. I have other deliveries. So, could someone sign for the package?
I'm sorry. Are you ghosting our little boy?
Wow, I'm not dating anyone here.
That seems suspect to me. I mean, my little robot boy is smitten with you.
Look
so.
At how he dressed up for you.
He's got a bow tie.
I have a little bow tie and a little cap.
Okay, I mean, look, I
fall hard and I fall fast.
Well,
you know, if you're just going to be this rude and obstinate, I don't know if we're going to be able to sign for that package.
Oh, God. Okay, look, Look, he's a robot. You can just reprogram him.
What?
Right?
How?
I mean, he's been programmed to behave this way, hasn't he?
Who do you think you are coming in here and telling my son to change?
I actually think that's a really good idea. I wish we thought of that sooner, actually.
What is... Oh. Thought I heard Ginger cough.
I'm back.
Oh, thank goodness Halliburton didn't eat her.
He took a chunk out of my leg.
Yeah, I was a little hungry, guys.
Listen, there's a lot going on, so I'm just going to follow this little hunch that I have that not all is as it seems. You guys enjoy dinner. I'm going to go check the pipe room.
I'm going to stare deeply into all of the eyes of Halbert.
I really wish you wouldn't do that.
Stop looking away from me. I can't count them all.
I think we just need maybe a team building exercise.
Again, I'm not...
Yeah, catch me in your arms right now. Okay. I'm falling backwards towards you.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, hello.
It's very fuzzy. It's very fuzzy.
Cut to the pipe room.
That doesn't sound right. Huh. Okay. This one looks okay. Get out my wrench here. I'll give it a little wing nut. Just give it a little smackaroni. Okay. Sounding about right. Wait a second.
There's nothing to find here. Move along.
Oh, well, if there's nothing to find here, then wait a second. Voices. That's
Shit.
Not what pipes sound like. Who are you? Someone's here. You've done something. I know it.
We're the gas.
We're the what? Gas.
What?
The gas.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I was right. Something is very wrong. Gas?
Shh. Just go to sleep.
Oh. Well, this does seem rather enticing, but...
You are feeling sleepy, right?
I'm feeling sleepy, sleepy and slightly aroused.
Yeah.
This is a weird feeling. It's like
go
I want to go fall in love in my dreams.
Oh, that's a
to
perfect
a bear.
Maybe I will. But first, I'm just gonna take a little.
Go to sleep faster.
Oh, sorry. Is it taking me too long to fall asleep?
No, it's fine. Cool. It's cool. Take That's a good amount.
Stop begging around. She's almost asleep.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I think she's asleep.
Cut back to the room.
So, Hallie, what do you think if I fed you chocolate-covered strawberries?
I'm actually very hungry, so that would be...
Okay.
Thank
you. Be slow, though. Don't go too fast.
Gloria...
Ginger.
God, it's Ginger, Bob. I've been here for 5 minutes.
Stop moving
Thank
your mouth.
You.
It's hard to put it in your maw. Just gotta shove him in there.
It was a little weird. I thought maybe, we should, we could double date it, just because otherwise it's just a little awkward.
Is there a first date or somebody who can maybe fix my leg?
Oh, the one, you're bleeding a lot.
Yeah.
Okay,
What if we took a first aid to the infirmary? First date and first aid, both things that are good right now.
Okay. First aid to the infirmary. Oh, you're looking pale. Are you going to pass out?
Is there a little bit of rose in my cheeks, though?
Yeah, there is, actually.
See what I mean, Hallie? They're always so concerned with their own problems and never pay attention to me like you do.
Say my name. Say my name, Bob.
I'm going to pack this souffle on your leg so you don't die.
Oh, perfect. Oh, that's cold. It's a cold souffle.
Was that cold? I thought it was a nice gesture.
Cut to the pod room.
What am I doing here? Well, I've obviously died and come back, and now I smell some. I feel strangely in love and tired. Dubious is how I feel. Huh. This seems strange. This is weird. Okay, I'm just gonna go back to the pipe room. I feel like something's going on. I'm gonna go check the pipe room again.
Rock to G9.
Wait a second!
Oh, she's back!
Oh, you sunk my battleship!
Oh no, it's another dead me! Ah, grab her by the ankles. This isn't traumatizing.
King to queen? Is that a thing? Is that a move?
No, it's not a battleship move.
Wait a second! Okay. Who's speaking?
The gas.
Oh, I have a faint memory of those voices. What are you doing here, gas? Where have you come from?
The pipes.
More specific.
The big pipes.
Well, what are you doing in our base?
We live here.
No. Oxygen lives here, and oxygen doesn't talk back.
That's the small pipes.
We're the big pipes.
Well, I don't know. It seems like you're causing some havoc.
I thought we were just having people love each other.
No, I thought that was a good thing.
Play battleship.
I know. Fall in love with the battleship sinking.
I'm sorry, you can't make people fall in love. That's not consensual.
Breathe.
No. You're not. I'm literally holding the ankles of my own corpse. I'm not falling for this again.
It's so funny how they think they can stop breathing. These weird.
No, you can't hold your breath.
You just sucked us into you.
Oh crap!
And then even if you stopped, like with your mouth, we could still seep into your pores, your eyes.
Don't fight.
Here it comes again.
Just here comes Albert. Hey Albert.
Albert.
Hey.
Oh,
you're out of the closet.
Oh yeah. I didn't give them the package yet, guys.
What?
Yeah, why not?
Well, then no one signed for it, so...
You have one job.
I know, but it's, well, the robot... The robot's been, is an obstacle.
The robot doesn't breathe, Gary.
It doesn't breathe.
Shouldn't have fallen.
Where'd you go? I want to breathe your hair. I brought all these little bows. You're gonna look so dashing all done up.
Albert, don't hide the Beatrix bodies.
Where are you?
Shove these in here. Wow.
He did say he was hungry.
Come in.
Oh, there you are, my betrothed. I'm stepping up our relationship pretty fast. Sorry, it's just kind of the guy and robot that I am. When you find the right person, you just kind of go for it. Am I crazy or what? Oh my god, I'm being crazy.
We are powerless against his love.
Succumb.
I don't think he breathes gas.
Okay, so can we get gas, some kind of code to get into his... He's already in love. We don't even need to be here.
Can you congeal into oil very quickly, maybe?
Yeah.
Change state?
Let's try.
Quick, cool us off quickly, Albert.
spit on us.
Albert, what are you
Help
doing?
Her,
you're being such a goofball.
One second, let me just turn on these AC pipes real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's good idea.
No, not that one. We're good. Come on. No!
Oh, now everyone's filling with noticeable gas. Allie, is this like a laser light show you brought me to? This is a really awesome third date. I counted meeting you as the first date, and then knowing you as the second date, and now this is the third date.
We're not dating!
Sound of a door opening.
Allie, you've become so rough. What is this?
Myrna! Get away from that creature!
No, no! I love him more than I've loved anything ever in my life, I think!
Well, you know what I love? Fire! Flame-thrower demon!
Taken out like a brook? God damn!
He's smoldering on the ground in a pile! No, Hallie, I will fix you! Come to me!
Fire! One of my many, many weaknesses!
Oh no, if only I had water, I'd put you out, but I don't! I'll fan the flames! Is it making it worse?
Yes!
Oh, I'm so sorry!
I'm
not stopping!
I'm sorry, but I heard them from the hall talking about how you weren't really in love. There's gas and things and... Oh, wait. You don't breathe gas.
No.
This was true and real?
Yeah. Is this how all first loves end? With one of the people burning to death in a fire?
Yeah, but at the same time, he's gonna be real tasty.
Okay, oh, let's go for it. I love him however I can have him.
Don't worry, Albeda. He'll be inside you forever.
See?
Civilized, starring Christy Bolton, Sean Howard, and Phil Johnston, with special guests Bree Watson and Ellen Bellarique. Live sound by Eli Hamada McElveen and technical assistance from Mark Nascimento. Recorded before a live audience at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. For more information, please visit civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The world has still ended.
Darcy was a cafeteria worker.
Do you see that minotaur sitting out in the food court?
What minotaur?
Just an ordinary, everyday human, probably.
Egerton, you didn't even need a fairy cake. Why did you eat a fairy cake?
Because I stress eat sometimes.
Egerton was a PR flack for the Imperial government.
This extremely devastating explosion was, in fact, a celebration.
He's a flightless fairy with a sweet tooth.
There was some zombies, but Blatt blew them up. I climbed a tree.
And we're skipping ahead. Yeah.
Blatt used to be a filing clerk.
I'll pneumatic tube it up, sir.
Now he's discovering the secrets of his half-demon heritage, like his ability to summon a soulbound weapon.
Oh, you're here to destroy time, eh? Well, eat bazooka!
Three normal dweebs, rescued from the end of the world and sent on a last-ditch quest to save all of reality.
There is a way to stop the shattering, but we need you three.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Find it in your favorite podcast app or visit otherbothers.com.
There's no evil, so you're welcome.
Flawless logic.
Oh, boy.